This is our consular prayer. Our consular prayer for the month of April. Let's go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of the nation, the nations of the world, and the kingdom of God.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
All right, children of the Most High God, we're going before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of the nation, the nations of the world, and the kingdom of God. Word of God tells us in James chapter 4, verse 2, you lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. We're going to go before the throne of God asking Him in this first item, asking God to enable and empower the body of Christ worldwide to glorify Himself. We're going to pray, asking God to enable and empower the body of Christ worldwide to glorify Himself. Let's pray that. righteous, holy God. Father, we come before your throne as believer priest. We come before your throne as soldiers of the cross. We come before your throne as ambassadors for Christ. And we come, Father God, asking you to enable and empower the body of Christ worldwide to glorify yourself. We're asking you, Father God, to move in every tribe, move in every tongue, move in every race. Stir the hearts of those in every nationality, Father God. Move, stirring their hearts, Heavenly Father, with a desire to glorify you, to honor you, to praise you. So we're asking you, Father, we need a move of your Holy Spirit to do this. We need a move of your Holy Spirit to do this. And we're asking you to enable them. You have to incite them, excite them, draw them, motivate them. And we're asking you to enable and empower the body of Christ of every nationality, tongue, and race. Stir their hearts to fervency. Fervency in intercessory prayer on behalf of the nations of the world. Glorify yourself. Glorify yourself. Enable and empower the body of Christ worldwide to glorify you in all they are, stand for, stand against, say, do, and think. Enable them, empower them, Father, the body of Christ worldwide to glorify yourself. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's priests and soldiers said, do it, Lord. Our next item, we're going to pray asking God to penetrate the darkness and deception of every system of religion in the world that misrepresents the gospel. That misrepresents the gospel with their own gospel. With their own gospel. So you got it? We're going to pray now, asking God to penetrate the darkness and deception of every system of religion in the world that misrepresents the gospel. Let's pray that right now. Thank you. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne as soldiers of the cross, as believer priest, as children adopted into your family, of which you are the Father. And Father, we come asking you to penetrate the darkness and deception of every system of religion that misrepresents the gospel, and penetrate the darkness of that system of religion that misrepresents the gospel with the gospel. With the gospel. Father God, the truth of the Word of God, that which reveals to sinful man that he is sinful man, and that as a sinful man he needs a Savior. He needs salvation. He needs to be born again. So, Father God, we're asking you to take light into darkness. Father, there are so many different systems of religion which are misrepresenting the gospel, misrepresenting how sinful man can be reconciled to holy God. And we're asking you, Father God, to penetrate that darkness, penetrate that deception of every single solitary system of religion in the world that misrepresents the gospel, and penetrate that misrepresentation with the gospel. Father, reveal the genuine, that which is real, as opposed to that which is counterfeit. And Father, penetrate the darkness of the counterfeit systems with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and bring hundreds of thousands who've been deceived into a saving knowledge of yourself, and thereby being adopted into the family of God as believer priests. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, do it, Lord, do it, please. All right? Our third item. We're going to pray asking God to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world for a season. Make no mistake about it. This nation, every nation under the sun, has been penetrated by the will, if you will, the spirit of darkness, the Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist. We, the people of God, listen, we are the soldiers of the cross. We are the ambassadors for Christ. We are the believer priests. We have access to the throne of God. So we're going to go before the throne of God right now, asking God to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world for a season. For a season, give us time to advance the kingdom of God. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father, we continue to come before your throne, and at this time we're asking you, our Lord and our God, Jehovah God, we're asking you to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world for a season. For a season, Father. We've read the book. We know what the end times include. We know what happens in the end times. So we're asking you, Father God, in the holy and precious name of your Son, our Savior, of whom we are believer priests, we're asking you to neutralize, Father God, the power, authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world for a season. Father God, we're asking you to penetrate every system of religion. Every single solitary system of religion that misrepresents the gospel, that misrepresents how sinful man can be reconciled to holy God. And Father God, we're asking you to penetrate the satanically infested systems of religion and politically the systems of, the political systems. Father God, we want you to penetrate the systems of religion that have been invaded and penetrated by Satan. And we want you to penetrate and, if you will, move in the systems of religion and the political system of the world in which the spirit of Antichrist is working. Father, in those nations where another gospel has been presented, move. Move and invade those false systems and bring everything to the light and reap souls for the kingdom. And this we pray and ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, do it, Lord, do it. All right, our fourth item. We're going to pray asking God to decrease the number of the children of Satan in positions of political leadership in the United States of America. We're starting with this nation. Again, we're going to pray asking God to decrease the number of the children of Satan in positions of political leadership in the United States of America, because they're there in the Senate, the House, state legislatures, city government, you name it. They are at every level of life in the nation, including the judicial life of the nation. We want a clean sweep. So we're going to pray asking God to decrease the number of the children of Satan in positions of political leadership in the United States of America. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father, we continue coming before your throne. And at this point in time, we're asking you, Father God, to decrease the number of the children of Satan in positions of political leadership in the United States of America. Father, it is a sobering thing to realize that every single solitary member of every expression of the life of this nation is either a child of God or a child of the devil. Father, that's a very, very sobering thought. And so we're asking you, because those who are the children of the devil will try to advance the kingdom of darkness in the nations of the world, and those who are the children of the light should be seeking to advance the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, in the nations of the world. So, Father, we're asking you, decrease the number of the children of Satan in positions of political leadership in the United States of America, beginning with the Congress, both the Senate and the House, and then the governorship of the nations, Father God, the states of the nation. Father, we're asking you to move in such a way that the number of those representing the kingdom of darkness will be decreased. And Father, we'll ask you, while you're doing that, to increase, as we will in the next portion of this concert of prayer, ask you to increase those who will represent the kingdom of God. But Father, we're asking you, decrease the number of the children of Satan in positions of political leadership in the United States of America. This we ask in Christ Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father. All right, our next item. Now, we've asked him to decrease the number of the children of Satan in positions of political leadership. Now, we're going to pray asking God to increase the number of faithful children of God in positions of political leadership in the United States of America. Folks, there's two categories of people in humanity. Two, children of God, children of Satan. No other category. Every individual on the face of the earth in every generation is either a child of God or a child of Satan. What's true then is true now. So we're going to pray asking God to decrease the number of the children of Satan in positions of political leadership in the United States of America. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne. And in this segment of our concert of prayer, Father, once again, we realize that every human being is either a child of God or a child of the devil, which tells us that every human being in the jurisprudence, in the legislative systems, in every level of life in the nations of the world and the worlds is either a child of God or a child of the devil. And Father, we at one time were children of the devil until we came to the light, came to you, were born again, became children of God. So, Father, we're asking you to invade the ranks of our political offices in the nation, invade the ranks of the judicial offices in the nation, and we're asking you, Father God, to increase the number of faithful children of God in positions of political leadership in the United States of America. Once again, Father, we're reminded that every individual is either a child of God or a child of the devil. And yet, there are those today who are a child of the devil that will eventually become a child of God as they hear the gospel and respond to the gospel. And Father, you know who they are. So we're asking you, Father God, to increase the number of faithful children of God in positions of political leadership in the United States of America. And some of them, even today, are not your child, but some of them are going to become your child. And we're asking you to flood the Senate, the Congress, flood the positions of political leadership in the United States of America with those who are the ambassadors for Christ, the children of God, who are believer priests. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, please do it, Lord, please do it. Okay, now we come to that point in time when we pray for you, your concerns, your burdens, your problems. Listen, don't be bashful. Don't be bashful. Go before the throne of God with holy boldness and say, this is what I need, Lord. I wish you would present it in your way, in your timing. Talk to him about your financial condition, your marital condition, your economic condition, your physical condition. He already knows. Why not discuss it with him? Say, well, if he already knows, why should I discuss it? Because he wants you to. Because he wants you to. He wants you to come to him confessing the need, expressing the need in whatever area of life it may be. And then he, in his way, in his timing, will answer. Let's go before the throne of God right now. Take your needs, your desires, your wishes, your wants before the throne of God right now. All right, you've been laying your need before the Lord. We're going to pray in just a moment. For the moment, keep praying. Tell the Lord your need. He's a prayer-answering God. He's your Heavenly Father. And sometimes He just wants you to make the request. He's capable. He's available. And we ask Him to do it in His way, in His timing. Righteous Heavenly Father, Jehovah God, Father God, I come before your throne on behalf of those involved in this contrite prayer. Father, they have lifted up their heart to you. They have presented their request to you, their need, their desire. And I'm simply entering in with them before your throne in intercessory prayer. And oh, Father God, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, we come before your throne asking you to consider the prayer request, filter the prayer request through your will, and answer it in your way, in your timing, Father God. But give them comfort in the meantime. Give them peace. Give them assurance. Let faith rise up. And Father God, right now, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, I speak your word to that physical condition, to that financial condition, to that domestic condition, to that marital condition, to that employment condition, in every area of life. Because, Father, you're interested in every level of our life. And so, therefore, I bless these involved in this consular prayer at every expression of their life. And I'm asking you, my Lord and my God, to move the next few days or hours or weeks answering that prayer request. Show yourself to be strong, Lord. Show yourself to be strong and answer those prayer requests in your way, in your timing, at every expression of request that's been made to you at this time. We ask you to consider it, process it, and answer it in your way, in your timing. And then, Father, when you do this, we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, and be forever thankful. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. And all of God's people said amen. Thanks for being a part of this concert of prayer. Till we get a chance to do this again next month, be blessed.